We always enjoy those anniversary pictures, and it just proves we worship a lot, have church a lot, and we eat a lot. We're always sitting around tables, fellowshipping and eating, but we're just trying to be like the book of Acts, right? Church of the book of Acts, hallelujah. So I hope you saw yourself in those. You know, and two precious saints have gone on to be with the Lord. You probably saw Elder Jim and Trisha Sherry in our pictures, and just touched my heart when I was putting all those together, and then Aaron made the slideshow for us. So thank you, Aaron, for your extra work on that. So such a blessing to see them and think about what a good year we had and how life can change so quickly. So appreciate your life that the Lord has given to you. Amen. Value your life every day. Live it to the fullest. Thank you, Lord. So at this time, I have the honor of introducing Apostle Leon Walters from Versailles, Indiana. And we are so thankful that he chooses to come to our anniversary service. This isn't a mandate that he has to do. He's not assigned to be here in any way, but he comes based upon relationship. Because Christian International, our churches are autonomous, and we choose the level of relationship that we're going to have within the organization. And so we have chosen to be tight with Christian International because they're our oversight. They've planted thousands of churches. They've ran this way many, many years. And it's always good to have counselors, wise counselors, amen? Wise counselors that can speak into your life. And so Pastor Leonard and I, we chose that early on when we came into Christian International, and are so thankful that we did, and so thankful for Apostle Leon Walters, who works right under Dr. Bill Hammond, the bishop of our organization. And we are so thankful for these men of God. They're the real deal. We've walked almost 30 years with them. They're the real deal. And they're real people loving God and seeking God's will just like all of us are. They've just done it a little longer than us. And so we're so thankful for the revelation and for our relationship with him, because if we need him, if I need something, he's always quick to get back with me with a response, a prayerful response. And I appreciate that. It isn't all the time, but you know, in those times in your life when you just need a little counsel and direction, or a lot of counsel and direction, how to handle situations, you wouldn't believe all the situations that come up taking care of God's people. Hallelujah. Smile about it. It's just a great adventure every day. It's a great adventure taking care of God's people. You know, each one of us are pretty complex. Tell your neighbor, sometimes you're pretty complex. And tell them, sometimes you get yourself in a mess. And you're just like, feel like you're swimming and you're yelling, help. It's nice to have somebody with life to speak. Amen? Amen. So we so appreciate him and all that he does for the region. He's over, is it 9 states, or did they add to your responsibilities? 9. 9 states that he oversees, and he travels constantly. And we're praying that next year his schedule can change, praying he doesn't cut us, right? I'm just going to put that right out there. Because we really enjoy having him. I enjoy having him come and minister to you. We get that all year long. But I enjoy it when he can come and share with the congregation and just impart to us that Father's heart. And so let's stand today to welcome Apostle Leon Walters from Christian International.
Amen. Amen. Give a hand to the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. Look at somebody say, it's all about him. Amen. You may be seated if you can. And let me just say, it's an honor always to be here at the river. Amen. Things are always flowing, growing, going to another level. Amen. And I believe that as a church, we're going to another level. I just heard her reference, the responsibility as a pastor, pastoring the people of God. But really, when you're pastoring a local church and we're doing the work we're supposed to be doing, we're actually pastoring the city. Amen. Amen. And so the hours that are spent with you and the hours that are spent with the city and the geographical area, is far, far spending. Amen. And so let's give them a hand for their hard work, hard labor. I think just sacrifice and giving, all year long, just pouring out of ourselves unto the Father. Amen. Well, I just bring a blessing to you from Bishop Bill Hammond. Amen. I spoke with him on the phone. He said, be sure to greet the river, greet all the saints here. Amen. That you're a flowing, growing church. Amen. And that new things are on the horizon. Amen. We don't know what all of that means, but look at somebody say, new things are on the horizon. Amen. Singing those songs about, we come out of the grave, those dry bones are going to live. Amen. I just believe the prophetic words and things that God has conveyed to you and spoken to you. It's time for fulfillment. Amen. Of those things beginning to come to pass. It was Dr. Tim Hammond, Bishop Hammond's oldest son, that was ministering on Ezekiel 37 and the dry bones. And just out of his spirit, he said, begin to prophesy to your prophecies and say, these prophecies shall live. Amen. The word of the Lord shall live. Amen. When his word is sent out, it will perform. It will fulfill where that word's been sent to. Amen. And so you have a powerful word of the Lord over this house, over each one of you individually. Amen. And this is a time of fulfillment. Praise God. Amen. So it's been just for Apostle Leon, it's been a full year from California to Maine to Miami to New York. Every place just about in between. I think we've been in close to 70 churches this year. Amen. Just strengthening, encouraging, building up. Amen. And waging warfare. Everybody say warfare. Amen. So sometimes we have to literally go in and drive out the previous tenants so that we can possess the territory that God's given us. Amen. And I appreciate the prayer and the intercession and the dedication here at the river and all that you guys contribute to seeing God's kingdom fulfilled. Amen. Look at somebody and say, you make a difference. Just sometimes you need to hear that so that you never feel like you're just one among many. Amen. You're making a difference. Amen. And your prayer and your decrees and your relationship. Amen. Your accountability, your giving, all that you do, you're making a difference. Things are changing. Things are shifting. Amen. For such a time as this. I'm going to begin to jump into a word. We're going to call this, we have five levels of prophecy. You have the office of the prophet, the gift of prophecy. Amen. You have a prophecy and song. Amen. You have a prophecy and declarations. Amen. And then you have prophetic preaching. Everybody say prophetic preaching. And that means this is the word for here, for now. Amen. And as we have ears to hear, it is a word that applies to all of us here today. Amen. Look at somebody say, you're a new design for this time. Amen. And I've heard the word of the Lord over people's lives so many times, and God has spoken, that it has taken everything in your life, amen, to bring you to the place that you're at today. Amen. It's taking your pain, your shame, your gain, your loss. It's taking everything in your life to bring you to the level of maturity, purity, and surety that you're at today. Amen. And I heard the Lord speak to me some years ago, and he said that, I never want you to see your dark ages or the times when you felt like you was a failure. I never want you to see that as a loss. I want you to see it as a stepping stone, amen, that kept stepping you forward to bring you to a new level of maturity. Amen. And so God is for you. He's not against you. But it's taken everything in your life to cause you to be designed in the hand of the Father the way that you are. So unique with the body of Christ, how that we're all so different. Look at somebody say, you're different in a good way. Yeah, you're different in a good way. Amen. Every member in my body has value, has process, has need. Amen. And you are members individually in the body of Christ. Amen. So you're a new design for this time with a new momentum. Say new momentum. New momentum. You know, as we're entering into this year, momentum is going to be a big part, I believe, of 5785, of moving forward into the things that God is speaking this year, the things that God is releasing this year. And if we're to have momentum, you can be assured the enemy will try to put every block in the path that he can. So you're going to have to be alert and on guard and very discerning. Say discerning. You're going to have to discern the onslaughts of the enemy, the setback of the enemy, amen, so that you can pursue, prevail, and overcome, amen. And I know at the river that we're breaking through with the new momentum this year. And I heard the Lord say, for apostolic authority for finishing. So I've given you three key words. The key words is that you're a new design, amen, new momentum, and a finishing anointing. Say finishing. Amen. That means things that are undone, things that have not been finished. This is going to be a season for finishing up, winding up, tying up loose ends. And God said, behold, I'll do a new thing, and now she'll spring forward. Finishing is part of the preparation for the launching pad, amen, that will launch you into the new thing that God wants to do for you. And for us personally, as my wife and I, we just celebrated 62 years for our anniversary in July. Amen. Yeah, praise God. Amen. Again, we just honor that. Amen. We've both entered into the new decade of the 80s. Amen. That's not old. It's better. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're pioneering into new things and new ways. Amen. And with a strong eye looking at the younger generations, amen, and what God wants to do through this younger generation, amen. And I believe as generals in the army of the Lord, amen, we're to teach, train, activate, and mentor, amen, the armies of God, that you are prepared for the battles and for the test and for the possessing that God has yet in front of you, amen. So we've come a long way, but we got so much farther to go, amen. We can't stop on the wayside now. We have to continue to pursue until we have fulfilled, amen, what God's called us to do. So we have finished the Hebrew year 5784. How many remember the number 4 represented door or opening or pathway or gate, amen, or portal, amen? And we know it normally takes a year, you know, to really see things really begin to get into motion and come to pass prophetically many times, amen? But I believe right now we're standing at the brink of that open door, amen, as we enter in. In 5785, we're going in with a thrust. Everybody say a thrust. Amen. We're going in with a thrust, with a new level of breakthrough this year. Now listen, whatever, don't just hear the things that ministers minister as a message in a church or in a session. You need to hear it for your personal life. Amen. Because what God is going to do corporately, he's going to do individually. So when God said there's a breaker anointing, a new season of breakthrough, that's for you. Amen. And so now you have what you hear the word of the Lord, then you have to begin to decree it, declare it, believe it, and pursue it. Amen. So that you walk in the fullness of that breakthrough. Now we're just coming up on 2024 in completion, you know what I mean, and getting ready to enter into 5785. I heard the Lord say in my spirit, he wants you to finish strong this year. Everybody say strong. Woo-hoo. As a matter of fact, hold your arms like this. Father, I just pray a strength in them, an empowerment in them, a grace upon them. Father, that you strengthen them. Lord, that they'll finish this season strong, oh Father. They'll be mighty in word, mighty in power, mighty in deed, mighty in family, mighty in finances, mighty in opportunity, mighty in their relationship with you, mighty, oh Father, with redeeming the harvest for such a time as this. In Jesus' name, amen. Receive that. Just receive that impartation, that strength. God wants you to finish strong this year. Amen. He doesn't want you just to escape from one year to the next year. I want to be careful that we don't get stuck in the place that we're in, but amen, prophetically, God will keep speaking to us and he'll keep moving us forward in this chapter and in this season. Amen. I appreciated the worship this morning because it was leading us out. Amen. Dry bones are shaken. Come on now. Life is coming. The past can't hold you. I won't live on my old reputation. I'm going to live out of a brand new thing. Come on now. Say the past is finished. It is over. Come on now. And so he doesn't just want you to escape from one year to the next year, hope we can survive this year, get into the next year. No, we have an assignment this year. Say assignment. We have an assignment in the book of Haggai. Amen. The prophet began to bring judgment upon Israel because they forgot their assignment. They forgot what they were sent there to do, and they began to build their own houses. And the word of the Lord came and said, consider your ways. Come on now. And get back on your assignment. Yeah. Woo! Look at somebody and say, get back on your assignment. Wow, there's been a lot of interruptions, a lot of things, a lot of distractions, a lot of shifting, a lot of changes. If you're not careful, all of these changes will get you off your assignment, and God wants you back on assignment. Amen? Why? Because in that process, he brings everything into perfect alignment for you. Amen? And so this is a season, amen, that we're moving forward with new momentum. Say momentum. Momentum is a continuing or an increasing power, you might say, or causing you to advance continually. Momentum is moving forward with a thrust, amen, with a new perspective. Say perspective. You know, sometimes our vision needs to be healed on how we see things. If you're not careful, you'll look through old eyes at the past. It was the late Dr. Fuchsia Pickett that coined the term. She said, every year I buy new glasses because I don't want to look through the old lenses. I said, well, that's kind of extreme, but there's a point in it. There's a truth in it that sometimes we're looking through the old lenses. Amen. And God says, I want to give you clear vision, a clear perspective this year. Amen. And then a new momentum with attitude. Everybody say attitude. Man, I pray, God, attitudinize all of us, oh God. Amen. Shift our attitude, amen, to be an attitude of being positive. I was ministering in our church there in Versailles, Indiana. And while I was preaching, my wife had a word. And so she's not altogether a real upfront person, but she's upfront with me, praise God. Amen. And but anyway, I could tell that she had something to say, and so I just stepped over and took the microphone there. And so she had a word for the church, for the congregation. And she said, "What I heard the Lord speak in my spirit, he said, I want my church to go on a 40-day fast. Woo! You can see everybody's chin drop. 40-day fast. Everybody go on a 40-day fast. And it felt like the Lord was saying, everybody, I want you to fast from speaking negative words to only positive words for 40 days. Come on now. Everybody say attitude. Amen. That we need to get our attitude shifted into this season with all the dilemma, with all the catastrophe, with all of the setback, everything that we're seeing in the world at large, from Israel to the different nations of the world, to even in our own beautiful nation, all of the setback, the catastrophes that we see happening from California to North Carolina to Florida to, you know, all the surrounding areas. This is a time that we need to hear God. Come on, church. Amen. But so many things can shift your attitude, amen, to be negative rather than positive. Come on now. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Come on now. So he wants our faith activated in this season and our faith to be shifted to a brand new level. Amen. And so new momentum with our attitude. New momentum with determination. Woo, look at somebody say, be determined. Whoa, I remember in our Pentecostal movement many, many years ago, we used to sing a song, I am determined, I've made up my mind, I'll serve the Lord. Wherever he leads me, whatever comes, I'll serve the Lord. I am determined. My mind is made up. The course is set. Come on now. There's no turning back now. We're going to pursue and we're going to go all the way through. Amen? And so it's a new season of new momentum. How many of you know times and seasons belong to God? Amen. I'm going to release several scriptures to you this morning. Amen. I'm going to go right now to Daniel in the book of Daniel. And I can read this for you. Thank you, Jesus. Book of Daniel, chapter 2. Amen. Daniel, chapter 2. Okay. I'll begin reading verse 20, 21. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever. For wisdom and might are His." Praise God. If you need wisdom, you need more might, the ability to fight, where do you go? You go to the rock. Amen. Verse 21. "And He changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with Him. I thank You and praise You, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might and have now made known to me what we asked of You." I decree that over Apostle, Prophet Janet and Leonard Cook, and over all the leadership, and over all the saints of this house, amen. We're in a time where seasons are changing, kings are changing, circumstances are changing, culture is changing. We're living in a time of change, of shift in the earth, amen. But Brother Daniel was called upon here in the scripture because of the anointing. Everybody say anointing. Because of the anointing that was upon his life, amen, and with the confidence that this man could hear God. Amen. Let it be said about the river, amen, that we're so in tune with God, amen, that we hear the voice of the Father. Amen. We're not just hanging on, we are possessing. Amen. And we are moving forward. Amen. But Daniel began to release, "For wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the seasons." If you want to see things shift, I believe we're in this season in Daniel, amen, that as we prophesy, as we decree, and as we declare in our intercessory prayer, or your times of being alone with Father, our time of worship. Worship is probably one of your deepest levels of intercession if you'll allow your heart to be released in that time of worship. This is when praise plows. Praise means Judah. Judah means plow. When we praise, we are literally plowing up the ground, and your praise are planting seeds of righteousness, seeds of holiness, seeds of wisdom, seeds of might, and seeds of power. Come on now. And it opens up the heart and the mind of God to us, and He begins to reveal the secret things, the deep things, amen, that we need to hear in this season of the kingdom. Amen. And so God is saying, amen, that He is the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. We don't have to fear the end. We don't have to fear what will be. Why? Because we have this confidence in His wisdom, His might, and His power. It is God that is shifting things. It is God that is changing things. Never lose focus that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and it all belongs to Him. Come on now. I know man tries to control, but Revelation 11:14 says the time will come at the last trumpet sound that the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ. There will be a time of kingdom shift. Come on now. And as we follow on to know the Lord, amen, we're going to enter into that time, and we'll declare like Daniel of old, "I thank You and I praise You, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might and have now made known to me what we have asked of You." It's a time, Dr. Janet, of open revelation, amen, where God will just begin to pour into your heart and into your spirit. You know, I love this in the Bible, because God says that He is no respecter of persons. Woo, I love that. He's not just going to speak to Apostle Leon or Apostle Janet Cook or Bishop Bill Hammond or another, you know, brand name. Hallelujah. Amen. No, He's going to speak to His body. He's going to speak to His church. He's going to speak to you individually. Put your fingers on your ears. God, we just open the ears of your church. Oh, God, that they begin to hear You in their car, in their home, in their office, on their job site, on the roof, wherever they're at. God, that they'll begin to hear the voice of the Lord in Jesus' name. God, give open wisdom, open revelation, oh, God, that will advance them in the kingdom for such a time as this. Give us knowledge, oh, God, to know how to pursue, to bring kingdom shift in the earth, in our sphere of influence, right right here in this city, amen, Elkhart, Indiana, in the contiguous areas, oh God. Show us how to bring transformation that will turn a city around, oh God. Lord, we'll not just be a church locked in the walls, oh God, but Father, we break out and we decree that this is a time of shift, of might and power and wisdom in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen. Give the Lord a praise offering. God is so good. God is so good. Amen. John 19:30, we see Jesus make this powerful declaration. This is considered the last words of Jesus as he hung on the cross of Calvary. And he said, it is finished. It is finished. In other words, the past is finished. The Bible says that he fulfilled his assignment. He fulfilled his commission. All that he was sent to do. He finished the work that God had challenged him with, that God had given him. Say, a finisher's anointing. God's releasing a finisher's anointing upon each one of you. This is a time for finishing past assignments and finishing things that have been undone. Amen. Getting yourself ready to be propelled, amen, with that momentum into this new chapter, into this new season. Listen, God has designed you for this assignment that he is releasing to you. Come on, you're not just saved and trying to stay saved and trying to barely get by through the pearly gates. No, no, no. We're warriors of the Most High God. We are possessing the kingdoms of this world. I don't know about you, but I don't want to go up until things begin to grow up. Woo, I remember a time in my Christian walk, you know, I had that attitude, some good morning, when this life is done, I'll fly away. I didn't realize I had to die to fly. Enjoyed the song, but when it got right down to it, I really didn't want to die. Come on now. No. God's called you to pursue. He's called you to prevail. He's called you to wage a warfare. Why? Because there are assignments of the kingdom of God on the earth that have yet to be fulfilled. And guess what? He's going to fulfill it through his bride and through his church. That's what Jesus was declaring here in John 19:30 when he said, it is finished. What he was basically saying is that I've done all that I'm ever going to do alone again. I came as a suffering lamb. I walked the land. I've done what I've done alone, but I'll never, never do anything alone again. All that I will do from now on and through eternity will be in, through, and with my bride, my church. Yes. Amen. So now all that we see in the Word of God, it's God in you. Say, it's God in me. God, it's God and you, amen, working together for his kingdom for such a time as this. Finished! I'm here today to declare to you the past is finished. It's a new day. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And you have to get excited about the new thing. Come on, if you're not careful, you'll become so familiar with where you're at and what you do, amen, that's what you want to prescribe to. But God says, no, I'm doing a new thing. The old thing is finished. It is over. The past pain is over. The past assignments are over. Amen. The past accusations are over. The past backsets, it's all over. You cannot go back and change it. No, I was ministering in Missouri, and I just ministering on Israel and how God phenomenally opened the waters and how he delivered them, you know, through the Red Sea and how he brought them into the wilderness and how God began to work miracles, water at the Marah Rock and began to rain manna from heaven. All the blessings that we read that God brought upon Israel. But in all of their blessing, they still had a problem, and their problem was murmuring and complaining, never satisfied with where they were at so they could fulfill their assignment. They had the audacity to say, you know what, Brother Mo, it would have been better had we stayed in Egypt and been a slave to Pharaoh than to come out here and to have to believe God. Look at somebody say, it was all about faith. Yeah, their setback, their negative attitudes was all about doubt and unbelief because they were in a position where they had to believe God. Manna in the morning, manna in the evening, only manna. When God said rain manna, and they wanted to gather more than enough manna. God said, no, just get enough today, because as I was God today, I'll be bigger God tomorrow.
Come on. But because they were challenged in their faith, they said it would have been better had we stayed where we was at than to have to come out here and believe God. I pray that that type of a spirit will not come upon this church or upon the kingdom of God. Come on now. No, we're aggressive warriors. Amen. He is our supply line. Glory to God. Without Him, I can do nothing. With Him, I can do all things through Christ, because He strengthens me and He empowers me. Come on. Listen, Israel continued to look back and say it had been better. You know, even went to Brother Moses and said, you know what? Why don't you just release us and send us back there? I had a problem with that. Everybody say a problem. The problem was, is that they was wanting to return to something that didn't exist. You know, sometimes you can want to return to where you came from, but where you came from doesn't exist anymore. I went for a tour, my wife and I did, in Colorado. I was born and raised in Colorado. I'm a Coloradian, actually. Trying to be an Indianian. Tried to be a Floridian, an Arizonian. Tried to be in the places I've been. But really, I'm a Coloradian. I like the high mountains and the Rockies and all of that. You know. But my wife and I went there on a, just took a week off, and so rented a car and drove back through our old neighborhoods and where we grew up as children. I was like, oh my gosh, how did seven people live in that little bitty house? Now there's no windows or doors, and it's all blown over, and it's like, you know, everything that I could see in the past didn't exist. But I had this memory built up, come on now, of how we survived as a family of seven, come on now, and all the things that we went through. But the truth was the past was finished. Look at somebody say, you can't go back. Israel couldn't go back because Egypt did not exist the way it did when they left Egypt. The horse and the rider been thrown into the sea. Come on now. The kingdom of Egypt had been brought low. Come on now. And what they had and what they served and what they received wasn't there anymore. Come on now. You can't go back and serve your past. God said, it's a new day. It's a new season. And I want you to take quantum leaps, new momentum in this season, says the Lord. This is a time of advancement. 5785. It's a time of new thrust. It's a new swinging forward. Come on now. It's new promotion. It's like a quantum leap that takes you from the place you're in, amen, to causing you to go farther than you have ever gone before. Look at somebody say, I'm going farther. I'm going farther. So Egypt had a problem of looking back and wanting to go back. But God said, no, it is finished. The past is over. I want you to get a vision of where you're at right now. And I want you to get a vision of where you're going to. Come on now. Because we're not going to stay the same way that we are. We're not just going to keep doing the same thing we've been doing. There's going to be new songs. There's going to be new levels of intercession. There's going to be new levels of teaching. There's going to be new levels of warfare. There's going to be new levels of opportunity. Woo! A new release over the river of entrepreneurs and business opportunities. Come on now. That is going to cause you to take a quantum leap. You're not going to walk in poverty or with a poor mindset. Come on now. This is a time of the blessing of the favor of God. Don't look at the disasters in the land and let it discourage you of impossibilities. Why? Because as you're walking in Christ, all things are possible. I do believe this. Every blood-washed Christian, amen, that went through all the catastrophes, God's hand is upon them. He promised it would be upon them. I don't know how God's going to do it. I just have faith to believe that God honors His word above His name. Come on, He's going to honor His word in your life. This is going to be a time of supernatural advancement and supernatural favor of the Lord. Woo. Well, we turned over to the book of Hebrews. Do you remember that? All right. Y'all still there? A couple words in between. Hebrews chapter 11. I read this over and over. I still believe there's more in this, Dr. Janet, than what I get. So maybe you'll get it. Maybe you'll get it. Verse 23. By faith. Everybody say faith. Faith is what pleases God. Amen. By faith, Moses, when he was born. Everybody say born. I'm coming down on your level right now. When you were born. Moses, when he was born, He was hidden 3 months by his parents. This is a time when you talk about massive abortion and murder that was released upon children and upon babies. This is one of those times. And Moses was ordered for death row. Come on now. Oof. 3 months, by his parents, he was hidden away because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's command. Say, a beautiful child. Look at somebody and say, you are beautiful. Come on, God is looking through his eyes of glory, his eyes of vision, his eyes of purpose, and he's looking upon his church, and he says, you are beautiful. Come on now. You don't have to fear the laws of the land. You don't have to fear the political arena. You don't have to fear the wars and the rumors of wars. You don't have to fear the things of the land. Come on now. God has you covered, just like Moses' parents hid him away, and they said that he is too beautiful. Come on now. And they begin to speak a generational blessing and generational life upon baby Moses. Come on now. And they did not fear the command of the king. Come on now. Verse 24, by faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Let me read that again. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, in other words, the full maturity at that age, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Amen. And so we see Brother Moses here taking a quantum leap of momentum. Amen. There's a place that you come in your maturity in Christ. There's a place that you come in your maturity in life. There's a place that you come to in your maturity in the kingdom of God, and you have to make a decision. Brother Moses here is making a decision. He was born, or he was saved, you might say, by Pharaoh's wife. Amen. And he was groomed and trained, amen, through all the proper training above and beyond to be slated to be the next Pharaoh of the land. Everybody say position. Yeah, so he was not a man in lack. He was a man that was already positioned, already had favor, just poured out upon him. Amen. But he comes right down to it. He had to make a decision. Who am I going to serve? Come on, am I going to serve Pharaoh? Am I going to serve Egypt? Or am I going to serve the living God? Am I going to choose, amen, to have a plush lifestyle? Or am I going to choose to suffer, if need be, with the people of God? Come on now. You might say that Moses is coming to a full place of maturity, amen, and he's having to draw a distinction line, amen, in his calling, his purpose, his identity, and his destiny. Listen, we're being attacked in America right now with identity crisis like we've never been hit before. I'm talking about the elder people as well as the younger generations, come on now, that are being totally confused about identity, about purpose, about calling, about who they are in life and who they are in the kingdom of God. I'm here to decree to you this morning, you are who God created you to be, and you are filled with the powerful Holy Spirit of God, and you are endowed with that authority, come on now, and with that power, amen, to move mountains, to bring kingdom shift in your spheres of influence, amen. You are born, you are destined, amen, you are prepared, amen, you are designed for such a time as this. Come on now. Woo! But there was a time, amen. Brother Moses stepped up on the plate and he said, I don't care. I want everybody to hear me. Amen. I am choosing, amen, to follow Jehovah God, King of Kings, Lord of Glory. I'm rejecting all the fame, all the things that would put honor in earth to my name. I'm rejecting it all, amen, for the cause of Christ. Can you come to a place where you just want to lay everything down, Nate, and you want to say, not my life anymore. I want his life to be seen in me. I want his will to be seen in me. I want to do the will of the Father. I don't want to be identified with my past. I don't want to be identified with Egypt. I don't want to be identified with what I came from. It's a new day. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And now I want to rejoice with the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. Woo, look at somebody say, new season. New season, new time, new glory, new opportunity, amen, that God is reading. So Moses comes to this place and he makes this declaration. Choosing rather to suffer affliction over being the Pharaoh of the land. Amen. Verse 27, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. Say generational anointing. You go back up and tie that back up with verse 23. Come on now. His mother and father did not fear the wrath or the covenants of the king. They didn't fear that. Come on. And we see that same generational anointing now rising up in brother Moses. Come on now. And he was choosing, amen, not to be in fear of the power of the king. Let me just say, if you have children, you have babies, sons and daughters, I've done this and I continue to do this, and even though my children are 55 and old, 54 and older, amen, you know, but still, I'm decreeing a generational blessing upon my children. Amen. Come on. Moses' mother and father, they released a generational blessing, a generational inheritance upon brother Moses. Come on now. Knowing all the stuff that he would go through possibly and all of the things. Amen. But he was destined to be a king of kings for the Lord of glory. I'm declaring to you, you are destined to be a king and a queen of the Lord of glory. Come on. Don't let anything sell you short. Don't let anything rob you of your identity. Don't let anything rob you of the destiny that God has calling you. Be more radical today than you have ever been. Reposition yourself, recondition yourself, and restate your vision. Come on now, that I am a child of the Most High God. Come on now. Woo. And I represent him. So by faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. That generational anointing kicked in at the right time. Real fast forward. You know, I'm raised in church all my life, got saved in church, amen, filled with the Holy Spirit in church when I was 13 years old, amen, I went to Bible college when I was 18, graduated, you know, when I was 22, and, you know, got married, had two children, wanted to be in ministry. Ministry just couldn't happen in those seasons back in the early 60s. Just was the opportunity, just wasn't there. And so you just left on a sideline. And I said, God, I'm going to go to work and take care of my children, take care of my family. I wanted to be in ministry, but God, there's just no opportunity. Then I went through 10 years of dark ages, amen, where it's like the enemy tries to beat on you full time. It's like everything goes wrong. It's like you're going backwards rather than forward. Then in 1979, I had an angelic visitation and God visited me and he said, now's the time. Amen. Now I have formed you. Now I've made you. You know, you've gone through the pain, the suffering, the separation, all the rejection. And he said, now is going to be a time of release. In 1979, August, amen, God released my wife and I, amen, from Denver, Colorado to Phoenix, Arizona to begin to co-labor with Bishop Bill and Evelyn Hammond, our brother-in-law and sister-in-law, and to begin to help build Christian International Ministry. Come on now. Everybody say process. Now you go through a process in life, and we was going through a process in life, and we don't want to go back. We want to go forward from where you are at. God is speaking to you this morning, and he said, I want you to re-identify. This is who I am. Amen. My past does not name me. My future is waiting for me. Come on now. I love that song that we were singing. I'll not build on the path. Amen. But we will dwell in the future. Amen. So verse 28, by faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch him. Say alert and on guard. You have to be alert and on guard. Come on now. Verse 29, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. Hear this. Whereas the Egyptians standing upon the hillside see all of this miraculous miracle happening. The waters rolling back. Amen. Israel, amen. Millions crossing over the Red Sea. A phenomenal, one of the most phenomenal miracles in the Bible. Come on now. And Pharaoh and his armies are watching all of this here happen. But it says that whereas the Egyptians attempted to do the same thing and was drowned. Say they were drowned. This is what I heard the Lord say to this. God's going to have you do things and go places and have you in the right places. Come on now, to make right decisions. But the devil cannot go where you go. He may say, get rid of that old fear that the devil is following me. He's a fallen angel. He's not a God. He's been stripped of all authority. He's been stripped of all power. Come on now. No. He can't follow you all the days of your life. Only God can follow you all the days of your life. Come on. Get rid of that old mindset that the devil's after me. He chased me down this week. I just had a hard time getting past the devil. No, the devil doesn't have that type of authority. Come on now. But the devil could think that he could go where you could go. And if he could go where you could go, he could still try to destroy you. But he can't go where you go. When you go to intercession, he can't go with you there. When you go into high praise and worship, he can't go with you there. Come on now. When you go into the highways and the byways, he can't go with you there. And those that tried to go, the Bible says they were destroyed. The horse and the rider was thrown into the sea. Look at somebody say, God's fighting for you. Woo! God's fighting for you, and he wants us to have this new momentum in our mindset. Come on now, that the past is finished. It is over. A new day has dawned. There's a generational anointing, generational favor of God upon your life. When you receive Christ as your personal Savior, amen, the old has passed away, and the new has been released on the inside of you. When you was baptized, you was buried into Christ, into his identification, into his purification, into his righteousness. And you was raised a brand new man and woman in Christ Jesus. Old things being passed away, all things becoming new. Yes. Woo! Look at somebody say, you're a new creation. Refuse to live out of the past. Come on now. And so Brother Moses refused to live out of the past. The devil thought he could go where you go, but he can't go where you go. Come on, he can't go where you go. He is destroyed. Amen. In this particular verse in 11:27, go back to verse 24. By faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer afflictions with the people of God and the passing pleasures of sin. Verse 26, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Jesus spoke to the apostles and he said, you know, blessed are those that have seen me, those that have touched me, and they believe. But more blessed are you that have not yet seen me, but yet you have believed me. Come on now. And so, in this particular scripture, the Bible is saying that Moses endured by seeing him who is invisible. This word invisible here also means invincible. Say invincible. Invincible. Amen. Which means incapable of being subdued, conquered, or defeated in any manner. As you see him who is invisible this morning, come on now. I don't have to see him. I don't have to touch him. Oh, I have a passion. I have a desire to touch him. I have a desire to hear that audible voice. I have a desire to sit in that glory and that powerful presence of God. But listen, I don't have to have that to believe. I believe by faith, come on now, that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Go on. I don't have to have the other. I want the other, but all I need is Jesus. Come on now. All I need is faith to believe, amen, that he gave his life for me, and he suffered for me, and he redeemed me, and he projected me, amen, into my vision and into my future. And what he's done for me, he'll do for you. People online, he'll save you right where you are at. He'll redeem you right where you're at. God says this is a new day of redemption, and I'm shifting you into this whole new season. Come on now. And you keep your eyes on the invisible God. Amen. The invincible God, incapable. He's incapable of being subdued, conquered, or defeated in any manner. Look at somebody and say, God has never lost a battle. God has never lost a battle, and you're not going to lose in this battle. Let's close our eyes for just a moment. Father, I thank you for your anointing, because it's your anointing that breaks every yoke, that breaks every restriction, that try to bring limitation. You break every limitation. God, this is a new season of momentum. As I'm praying for you right now, I just see the glory cloud, the glory of God. Amen. Just beginning to flow. Brother David, Brother David's not in here. I was going to say if he could come up on the keyboard. Oh, there he is back there. He had his head bowed. Amen. Just play that softly for me. Just want to release that presence of God. Amen. 2 Timothy 4:6, Paul said, and I quote, "I fought a good fight, I kept the faith, and I finished the race." I've been declaring to you today that there's a finisher anointing. What looked impossible with you, with God, all things are possible. It's a new chapter. It's a new season. It's a new time of kingdom release. God's releasing new authority to you, new grace upon your life, new favor within your life. Eradicating, washing away the old things. But Paul had a process because he had to fight a good fight. There is a good fight, a fight with the kingdom and for the kingdom of God. But he kept the faith. I pray for each of you right now that your faith will not be hindered. At your greatest moment of trial, your faith will not be set back, but your faith will begin to take a quantum leap. Be bold. Declare the word of the Lord. I believe, brethren, it will be just the way that God said it will be. I refuse to look at the negative. I choose to look at the positive. Father, I activate that finisher's anointing upon this congregation right now. Moses, in Exodus 40, 33 and 38, it said, then Moses finished the work. There is a time when you bring completion to things. It's a new assignment for a brand new day. God's shifting things a new way. I might say, get into the shift. What God is shifting us into, get behind the shift. When God moves us, refuse to stay. The Bible says whenever God appeared over the tabernacle and the cloud began to move, they, go back and read that assignment. This is a big assignment. All the tribes of Israel were involved in having to tear down or set up. But just at the move of God, when God made a move, whatever they had to tear down, whatever they had to do, amen, they had to bring it into that right order so that they could shift and move on to that next place, that next level. See, God's preparing you for the next level. He's preparing us for the next assignment. He's preparing us for that place that He is bringing us to. Businesses I see beginning to excel. I'm going to pray and take authority, pressure off of you right now by the Spirit. The enemy cannot rob your joy and your skill, your talent, your ability to get wealth. He cannot rob you of that joy through stress and anxiety and pressures. I break that assignment off of him now in Jesus' name. I declare the wisdom of God, the power of God, the might of God, the vision of God, the faith of God to dwell within them, Lord. That ability for new momentum in this season, God. It's a time of launching them forward in Jesus' name. I just see jobs and better jobs, raises, bonuses, benefits, debts being demolished. Come on, our bills being paid off. Finding gifts and surprises, scholarships and grants. Whatever you need. We're entering into a land of plenty, a land of more than enough. Why? Because we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. He's given us the ability to get wisdom, to get wealth, come on now, and to get provision for the vision that He's given us. Father, strengthen and empower each one now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, that finisher anointing. I just want to activate, while he's playing on the keyboard, the kabod anointing. The Bible said in Exodus 33 and 38 that when they finished the work, then the glory of God began to fill the tabernacle. I believe God's speaking to your tabernacle right now. The kabod of God. That means the glory. All might, all power, all glory of God just beginning to overflow you. The Bible says that the kabod of God was so thick, the people couldn't even stand in the presence of the glory. I'm activating the glory, the kabod, in your households, in your homes, in your apartments, wherever you're at. Come on now. It's a cleansing. It's a purifying. Amen. It's a glory. It's a favor. It's a joy. It's a peace. It's a faith. It's a new grace upon you for this season to run your race more than you've ever run it before. God said, I'm for you and not against you. And I'm fighting this battle with you, says the Lord. Father, charge each one now. The kabod. Woo. That's good. Just raise your hands. Just sometimes you just have to soak something. You have to want it so bad. You just have to want it. God, I want it. I want the kabod. You online with us. Want it right where you're at. Amen. Just reach out. Just say, Lord, I receive the kabod. I receive the glory. I receive the favor now in Jesus' name. God, let there be a deluge of your presence. Just flood over us. Wash over us. Oh God, we are winners. We are winners. We are keepers for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We identify you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. We choose today to set our eyes upon you and upon your purpose. We'll not be drawn by the catastrophes of the land. But our eyes are upon you, and you'll take us by the hand. You will lead us in this time, God. You will preserve us and you will keep us. You will grace us, O God, to run the race that we are called to run. Thank you, Lord, for raining blessings upon my household, upon my children, because they're beautiful and they're set aside for you. And everything that tried to destroy them, we take authority over it. And we declare the blessings of the kingdom upon them. And we give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a praise offering, can we?
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to get ready to receive an offering for Apostle Leon. And we bring our offering to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Just lost my magnet right there.